What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about three businesses not to start in 2024, and you probably won't want to start them from here on out either. And I'm going to give you the reasons why, the exceptions, all of that good stuff. If you're new to the show, consider subscribing. Would love it if you could leave a review, especially if you're on Spotify. If you've not left a review before, that would mean the world to me, and you can do it while you're listening to the episode. So it's not going to take any extra time than what you're already giving me. So let's get started here. First business not to start is going to be an e-commerce business where you're not offering anything unique to the market. So I didn't want to come out and just say drop shipping because there are some exceptions. And I don't want to come out and just say print on demand or say private labeling. All of these is basically that you are buying a product likely from China and putting a logo on it, changing the color of it, changing the design ever so slightly, or maybe you're not even changing the product at all. You're just putting a brand name on it and reselling it. And this often comes along with 2 to 4 week shipping times. It has varying product qualities. There's just a lot of things that are going on with this. So it's a very popular business model to say what's going to be trending next or what's that next hot item that I can sell on TikTok. And that is going to be the extent of the success that you get with this business. Now, if you're really good at that, if you can say, you know what, I found this random product on Alibaba and I feel like I can make some really cool ads for it. The sunset lamp would be a good example of this. The sunset lamp had about a 1 year span where everyone on TikTok saw these ads and a bunch of people bought them for their rooms. And the world is very small. So anytime one of these trends come out, what happens is they show the ad to everyone. Everyone who wanted something to do with it bought it. And then some sales will still come in over time randomly to this company. But for the most part, everyone that bought that sunset lamp that was going to bought it. And if you don't know what this is, just Google sunset lamp. But if you've been on TikTok in the last couple of years, you should know what this is. And these are trendy products. Like the fidget spinner was the last really like global phenomenon that was a trendy product that just did an extreme amount of sales and then just instantly tanked once it was over. That is what awaits for you if you do drop shipping or this e-commerce model that I'm alluding to, where you're selling something that's not really unique. You can maybe find this one-off product that no one's found yet that you don't have to do any original design, manufacturing on, or anything apart from just buying it and then listing it on either Amazon or you're running Facebook and Instagram ads to it, and you find this next viral sensation. That is the only possible opportunity. Even in that circumstance, you are going to have a short-term company. Now, that's so cool. It's cool, like a cool money grab, and then you can use that experience and go on to the next thing, but it's not going to be anything more than that. So if you're looking to just drop ship or even do print on demand where you're just going to do very basic designs on it, very little opportunity will await for you, especially because the margins are very small. The next business opportunity that you're not going to want to do is a streetwear brand, okay? And I feel bad because there's so many streetwear brands that come to me. And this really just goes to most apparel companies at all, okay? So pretty much like a clothing company. I'm gonna say a clothing company in general. This is why. If you're not truly unique, then you're not really going to be able to stand out. If you were put on the face of this earth to design clothing, this is the only exception to when I would tell you to do this. If you said, you know what? I have one purpose in life and it is to design clothing. I love it. I live and breathe clothing design. Then by all means, go for it. You are likely going down a road that will maybe be 5 to 10 years before you establish your brand, 10 to 20 years before you're a success, and 20 beyond before you're huge. This is really what path that you're going down. If you're starting a company online because you want a side income, this is not it. The problem with this is if you're making very unique clothing, you don't you can't target your customers online. You can't say, oh yeah, people who love white shirts with a purple swirl on the left side and a logo here and some gold over here. Like, you can't put this in. You just better have such cool looking stuff that you can put it out there and get a large percentage of people to buy it, because your targeting is going to be just saying target men or target women. That's going to be the extent of it. And then the age. But even then, you're not going to be able to give Facebook or Instagram any extra targeting, nor should you. You should just leave the targeting open and let them find it. But by the time you find that person who loves your clothing to the point that they love it so much that they're going to buy it the first time they ever see your ad, then you're going to be spending like $100+ on advertising before you get someone to buy your t-shirt that makes you $12. You're literally going to be just burning money to sell your product. And there is no company out there that can exist with organic marketing only. So I want you to know that unless your product can exist with paid advertising, don't ever start it. Don't start it at all. You will be on a content creation hamster wheel, and you'll likely still never sell anything because you'll just be posting about it organically all the time. You'll be like, yeah, I made another shirt. Let's make another TikTok about it. Cool, 230 views. Awesome. Let's make another shirt, or let's make another TikTok about it. Oh, 270 views. Unless you have something that can go viral, then you're not going to ever get a significant amount of sales. And even if you go viral, like, it's so hard to repeat going viral. That just doesn't happen. Okay. Like, don't look at these companies that are anomalies. It's annoying because I tell you guys, like, hey, look at other companies' success and take confidence from that. And you should, but you should also be able to understand when you're looking at an anomaly versus you're looking at something that is repeatable. And a lot of times people's success is not repeatable, and it takes a lot of time before you really understand what is actually a repeatable path to success. And becoming that next Supreme, becoming the next Balenciaga, becoming the next Louis Vuitton, you better be put on this earth to do that, because I don't know the story to a lot of those brands, but I bet it is a very long road to success. None of those companies did well right away. If you want to come out with Game of Thrones t-shirts or House of the Dragon t-shirts before the next season, that's a better idea. You can get a lot of sales in a short amount of time. So just like in the first example, the exception to this being a good company is you finding a short-term trend that you get a lot of sales, but you're not going to establish a long-term company out of it. Otherwise, just these streetwear brands, hey, that's awesome that you design clothing. Unless you are wearing that clothing every single day because you would way rather wear your clothing than anything else that you own, then you should not be coming out with it. So all I'll say is, if you are still committed to that idea that your North Compass should be design clothes that you want to wear, because people aren't that different from each other. If you would wear it, then other people would wear it. Otherwise, don't think that making a clothing line is going to be a significant source of income. You're needing to do $30,000 plus a month in sales before you're taking home anything that is worthy of, you know, of note. So it's going to be a very long road, and you'll likely just lose a lot of money if you're going to buy inventory in untested products. So highly consider what you're doing. If it's not your true passion, then it's not a good way to make money. Not at all. It's one of the worst businesses that you can start to make money. The third business would be a content creation agency for Facebook and Instagram. Part of the reason why is all the companies that should be investing in this likely already have someone, or they're going to go with a company that's already established. And the reason why this isn't a good idea is it's very hard to be a content creation agency that makes people their money back on you, because there's just not a lot of organic virality potential. If you want to be a UGC content creator for TikTok, that would be an exception. But if you're doing this on Facebook and Instagram, it's not a good idea to be a content creation agency. Now, being a UGC content creator is different. This is where companies will send you products and you're going to make organic content with those products. And this is something that doesn't get saturated because they want tons of different people. They're always looking for that next content creator. So this would be a good idea, is being a UGC content creator, where you just find companies that you genuinely love their products and you say, hey, I'd like to make some videos for you guys. Here's some of my work and I can create content for you and you guys can use this in ads and all of that good stuff. That is absolutely still on the table moving forward, and that opportunity doesn't get saturated because, like I said, they're always looking for new content creators. But you looking to make infographics and image posts and take over and do their hashtags for them is not a good idea, because it's not a good idea for most companies to be buying that from you. So because you can't make them their money back, it's just not a good idea, because you're just going to get clients and they're going to fire you after you're not producing an ROI, just because you can't go viral on Facebook and Instagram anymore. So if you have any questions on this, please reach out to me on Instagram, and we'll be coming out with a business ideas to start coming out in the next couple episodes. So make sure you're subscribed. Talk to you soon.